In studio with me this morning is Bianca Nell. Welcome to ECR, Bianca Nell.
Thank you.
Now, Bianca Nell has an amazing story to share. And to me, she's one of those good Samaritans in our community, giving hope to the hopeless. Bianca is a recovering drug addict. So, Bianca, take us down. What's happened? When did you start drugs?
I started experimenting at a very young age. It started off with the simple basics of alcohol.
How old were you?
12. I had my first blackout also at the age of 12. It progressed into marijuana, and from marijuana I went straight to heroin.
What age did you start heroin?
To be honest with you, I was probably about 15, almost 16. My boyfriend at the time was actually spiking my joint with heroin, so I can't give you an exact age of when.
But you were in high school.
I was in high school, yes.
So how did you get caught? How did your parents find out that you were using drugs?
My dad actually caught me when I was visiting him in Durban. It was at a point where I kind of just gave in to him and I said, you know what, this is what's going on. And yeah, I've been using heroin. From there, it was...
You were in school, Bianca. So where were you getting money to buy drugs?
My parents got divorced and financially there was no money. So I was stealing from pretty much everyone and everyone that I knew. I did things to get money. I mean, I staged my own house robbery at home. I stole from friends. I did things that today I wouldn't even think twice of. I mean, I was just completely overtaken by the drug to do whatever I need to do to get it.
Yeah, but now being in high school, right? So you were stealing to get money to buy drugs, and I can get that. But you were in high school, so where were you actually buying the drugs from? You were still in school.
I was actually getting it from right outside our school. And I mean, during break time, the dealers would come up to the fences of the school and give it to us straight through there.
So it's that easily accessible at schools?
Yes. Even more so today. I mean, that was like almost 8 years ago.
Take us through your years of going to rehab, because I know you've had many relapses.
Yeah, well, it started off, I came to a point where I decided, look, I needed help because financially I couldn't keep on, you know, keep it up. And the withdrawal symptoms, you know, every time you use it gets worse. So I got to a point and I asked to go into rehab and I thought I was ready to stop. But, you know, it's not exactly an easy thing to do. And I mean, the first week in my rehab, I smoked my own medication to try and get high because of the craving for it. And the withdrawal symptoms were so hectic. I needed to do what I could do.
And how many times have you been back and forth to rehab?
It was probably over a period of 2 years that I was in and out. Yeah.
Did you complete school?
No.
What was your turning point to say enough is enough? What made you stop?
Well, my mom had, after also relapsing, my mom had picked me up and she said to me, you've got half an hour to pack your bag. I'm done with you. And she sent me down to Durban and I literally had the suitcase and the clothes inside there. And I realized then, you know, I've pretty much lost everything. I've lost my family. I've lost my friends. I've lost my lifestyle in Joburg. I don't have anything. You know, this isn't what I'm supposed to be. This isn't who I'm supposed to be. Nobody wakes up and decides I'm going to be a drug addict, or, you know, when I grow up, I want to be a drug addict. So that was pretty much a turning point for me to get my life right. And yeah, I just decided enough was enough.
So Bianca, tell us, how long are you clean? How long have you not taken any drugs for?
It's been 6 years now.
Wow, that is amazing. How old are you now?
25. Yes.
So you started experimenting at 12.
Yes.
And at what age did you stop?
Well, stop completely was probably...
Around 19, I'd say.
Yeah, it was in 2012 on the 31st of December.
On New Year's Eve?
Yes.
Was it a New Year's Eve? Was it a New Year's resolution?
Yeah. Well, you could say that. I relapsed on the 31st of December, and it was a horrible relapse because I actually had been clean for about a year. Because when you stop using for a while and then you use again, your body's not used to it. So it was quite a hard fall for me. I got very, very, very sick, and that was when I was like, you know what, I can't do this anymore. The withdrawals from that heroin is just, yeah, something you can't describe.
Now, currently, you are a motivational speaker. You also have a full-time job,
yes.
But you've got an NPO, your own, and
yes.
You do motivational speaking, and you also run drug campaigns. You're helping out at schools. You're helping those that are recovering from drugs, and you're trying to instill in them some sort of education as to not to get themselves addicted to drugs. Tell us about that. What are you doing?
Yeah, well, I strongly believe that I went through what I went through for a reason, and it's to help those, especially the youngsters. I focus with the young people. My main thing is just sharing my story, especially to the kids in high school, because my story, my things happened to me while I was in high school. So, you know, they can relate a lot more to me because they're in that position. I find when I was in school, you know, the drug talks were always done by elderly people or from brothers or family members who had been affected by drugs. So coming straight from the my mouth.
Who's a recovering drug addict.
Yes.
Yeah, they certainly would be able to relate to that. Tell me, how's your relationship with your parents now, especially your mother?
Well, it's a lot better than what it was. I can say that now. But there is, you know what, it's something that I will live with for the rest of my life, what I did to my mother especially. And there is damage, but you know what, each and every day it gets better. And I mean, we're back on track. But yeah.
Bianca, tell us, where can our listeners get a hold of you if they need help, if they want you to come out and do, you know, one of your motivational talks or assist at schools? How can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can email me. It's nowbianca92@gmail.com, or they can find me on Facebook. I do still have my page up and running. It's called Against Substance Abuse with my name, Bianca Null. I know there's a lot of Bianca Nulls on Facebook, so that's probably the easiest way to find me.
Okay, what we're going to do is this story is also going to be posted on the East Coast Radio Facebook, so we're going to try and link it to one of your pages.
Okay, cool.
Okay, thank you for being with us here in studio, and I wish you well in what you're doing, and I hope that you're certainly going to continue this good work, staying clean and helping the others, keeping the streets clean of drugs.
Thank you.